We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 24, verse 1. Let me read that verse for you again today. It says, 5 days later, the high priest Ananias went down to Caesarea with some of the elders and a lawyer named Tertullus, and they brought their charges against Paul before the governor. Now, as I mentioned last time, the high priest didn't just take some members of the Jewish ruling council. He also took a Roman trial lawyer. Tertullus was likely a Greek Jew, and his name is really pretty common throughout the Roman world. The high priest hired this advocate because there was a very specific Roman way of stating the case. And so Tertullus then would be acquainted with the proper form required by the Roman legal system. John MacArthur characterizes Tertullus this way. In a way, it's kind of humorous. Here's what he says. They hired a smooth-tongued, oily, slick character by the name of Tertullus, a sort of hired professional case reader, a guy who could come in there and read this deal off and figure it all out, and then could go and plead the thing. This is a man who probably was versed in legal procedure as far as Rome went. He probably spoke eloquent Latin, and he was the guy they were going to have plead the case. There is some thought that Paul was kept outside the chamber while the Sanhedrin's lawyer framed the accusation against him. I say that because in verse 2 we read, when Paul was called in, and so that would tell us that he's probably outside of the particular place they're having the trial. It would not be unusual for the subject of an indictment to be left out in the hall while the attorney read out the charges against him or her. Well, I want you to notice the tone of verse 2. Luke records for us, when Paul was called in, Tertullus presented his case before Felix, and he said, "We have enjoyed a long period of peace under you, and your foresight has brought about reforms in this nation. Everywhere and in every way, most excellent Felix, we acknowledge this with profound gratitude. But in order not to weary you further, I would request that you be kind enough to hear us briefly." Anyone familiar with the reign of Felix would know that this man was known for his vanity and his brutality. Yet Tertullus immediately starts off by laying on the compliments like cake icing. John Stott explains what I mean. He writes, "As a trained and experienced professional lawyer, Tertullus began with what was called a captatio benevolentia. That is, an endeavor to capture the judge's goodwill. Traditionally, it was complimentary to the point of hypocrisy and often included a promise of brevity, but on this occasion, it descended to almost nauseating flattery." That's a great description. Listen again to the opening statement. "We have enjoyed a long period of peace under you, and your foresight has brought about reforms in this nation." Now, that's political speak if you ever heard it. Of course, history would beg to differ. Felix was far better known for the brutality he employed to put down all Jewish resistance in Judea. The peace and reforms that Tertullus cites had more to do with Felix's campaign of Roman rule than anything else. We'll see more of this situation on Verse by Verse.